evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 6/15/2023. And oh, I'll tell you what, if you heard Brother Quayle, Steve Quayle, on Alex Jones today, and if you have not, you should try to look it up, see if you can, you know, get the archive of it or whatever, listen to it. He did 1 hour, just tremendously hour. But at the same time, I just want to tell you, Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Quayle tonight? Will you go to him, and will you provide him with medical miracles? Continue to provide him medical miracles, Lord Jesus, because he has so much left to do for you. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would restore him back to full health. And oh, Lord Jesus, I will tell you right now, let's go right now to my buddy Crazy Horse. And Lord, will you provide him medical miracles with his shoulder, and will you give him full use of it after an operation he's had? Lord Jesus, will you go to the Nunamakers? Will you go to the Nunamakers, and will you provide each of them with medical miracles, Lord Jesus? In your name I pray. And there are so many of you out there, the old sheriff, the old stagecoach stop. Lord Jesus, will you go to him, and will you touch him right now and perk him up and give him a restoration, Lord, of all abilities. In your name I pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, I would tell you that there are so many out there, and that I've tried to talk to you about them, and I talked to you about them privately. But tonight, Lord, we want you to hit on those good people, and there are others out there, any of them that you see, Lord, any in this audience, Lord, any of them that are related to this audience. Lord Jesus, will you go to them and provide them what they need as they provide to you their love and their trust and their devotion, because you, Lord Jesus, you are the one who has used your blood to wash away the sins of those people who have come to you, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are standing at the period that Lord Jesus told us about a long time ago. And I'm going to go right back to it. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Now you know who is now going to rewrite the Bible and has claimed that they're the saviors of the planet. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and Yuval Harari. Lord Jesus, will you send your angels tonight? Will you send them, Lord? Will you send them? Or send the MMV, the Mighty Men of Valor. Send the Mighty Men of Valor with their high technology and strike down those who would presume to rewrite the Bible with the AI. Strike down those, Lord, who wish to kill all the people on the planet. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Harari. Yes, indeed. May they be lying in the ditch tomorrow and done by the angels of the Lord Jesus. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. That's just the beginning. This stuff is going to get rough and tough. And I'm going to tell you what. Ask the Lord Jesus to come to you. Say, Lord Jesus, come to me. Strengthen me, Lord. Help me to defend my family and to hold my position. And to hold my position and stand in the gap against the evil that comes. Lord Jesus, give me the strength. Give me the ability, Lord, to look and to read the signs that are in the news and are in the that are on the faces of those who come against us, to read it so that we know the time and we can put two and two together more quickly and move to action if necessary. Lord Jesus will do that for you. He can make you smarter. He can make you faster. He can make you tougher. But I will tell you what. There's nothing wrong with Tupper about what we're going to go through. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. And then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, listen up out there. Take a minute before you put food in your mouth or drink in your throat. But he, this is verse 13, Matthew 24, the red letter edition, Lord Jesus says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then let him which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, not ever shall be. And except those days, should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But you see, the elect is not everybody who just pays lip service to it. Do you know Lord Jesus? Is he your personal Savior? Have you asked him to come into your heart to be your Savior? Have you repented of your sins? And I'll tell you what, Lord Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sin. But you do have to have the relationship with him. If you do not have the relationship with him, then you're not necessarily going to be saved, you see. So, I'll tell you what. What's the Lord tell you to do? In Matthew 25, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose, trim their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered. Now listen, wise people, prepared people. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and to buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And here's in the red letters, but he answered. This is what the Lord said, what Lord Jesus said in the red letters. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. So for if somebody is out there who is not prepared and wants all of your stuff and wants to take your stuff, They want to take your cabin or your home. They want to take your food or throw it away, or they think you're crazy because you're with the Lord Jesus. You say to them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Now, we don't know the exact time. We don't know all of the time or the trouble or when Lord Jesus would come, but we know the season and we know what's happening, and what he said are the beginning of sorrows, and we're already in them. We're already in the beginning of sorrows, ladies and gentlemen. We're in them. We're in the beginning of sorrows. And oh, I'll tell you what, once again, get the archive of the Alex Jones Show from today and listen to Brother Quayle. He did an hour with Alex. Incredible. And Brother Quayle is right on the money. He says this thing is over with. It's done. Old Hawk has been telling you, put a fork in it. It's done. And I'm going to tell you what, it's just sitting out and hanging on by the wallpaper. The house of cards is falling. We're rolling down the backside of the hill on the curve, on the bell curve. We're rolling down quick and sliding. And oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. We're so close. The cyber attacks are ongoing by Russia. It could also be ongoing by China. And I'll tell you what they're taking. Even on Fox News tonight, right before I came on, old Jack Keane, General Jack Keane, he's starting to sound like a radio program that you listen to, you know? And he's saying, oh, but our offense is great, but we've got no defense. He said it right on there. We don't have any defense against the red Chinese cyber attacks or against certain things the Russians are doing. But he said, we've got a withering, watering offense. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Quayle pointed out again today on Alex's show. The Russians have hypersonics. The Chinese have hypersonics. The North Koreans have hypersonics. The Iranians have hypersonics. The Indians have hypersonics, and the Japanese have got all kinds of stuff. And he also said the quietest submarines. Now, I'm telling you, that is what the case is. That is the case is, and I'm going to tell you what, I've been telling you for a while now. You're listening to this show. You're out there. Lord Jesus wants you to be the leader in your area. You are the leader in your little area, your cul-de-sac, your rural route 3, your whatever it is, the little suburban area, the little block in the city, or your building in the city where you can go to the high reaches and the high tower and put your lead down on the people who come to try to take you, to stand in the gap against evil on behalf of the Lord. This is what he might require you to do. So in that respect, if you do not have a firearm, acquire one immediately. If you have the ability to do so, then get a rifle. Get a rifle. You could get one that's also a deer rifle, so that's okay. That's a hard-hitting piece. Doesn't have to be a .223. It could be a .762 by 39. It could be a .308. You could get an M1, you know, whatever it might be, or just a good deer gun. You know, a Remington 700 or a Winchester or whatever it might be. And get you at least 1,000 rounds of ammunition for every firearm you got, at least 1,000. And if you're out there and you got 1,000 for every round you got, you go get another 1,000 if you can afford it. Go get another 1,000 or 2,000, because this thing is going to come down to a civil war. It's going to come to a civil war. There's going to be a likely taking out of the power grid. Jack Keane said they're going to take the power grid. General Jack Keane said on Fox News today, Brett Bear, that it's likely the Chinese will take down our power grid, our banking structure. Listen to me. The power grid, the banking structure, the ATMs, the transportation systems, all of the different things, they would not work. No electricity. So what I've been trying to tell you for years and years and years, if you can get that book, One Second After, William R. Forstchen, it's a novel, but you'll read it quick. William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N, One Second After. Or you can get Also, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. There's other good books. But let me just say this to you, that 1 second after, you can read it quick. It'll be at Barnes & Noble or wherever you get your book, or Amazon. They'll get it to you quickly if you can, unless we see a light up and kaboom and the lights go out. Now, the fact is, and my brother was talking, we were talking before the show, and we were talking about it, and he was saying, but you know, all the nuclear power plants, they take the power grid out, they will start to go, and they will start to grow hyper, because they might have generators in some of them, but the fuel of the generators would run out fairly quickly, so you start to have meltdowns at the nuclear power plants in the United States, and the radiation would be like, 100 Fukushimas or whatever going up. Well, I'm going to tell you what. These Luciferian scumbags are the high and mighty minions in the banks and in the money center banks and in all the world banks and the huge corporations that run the governments, run the executive branches, the military branch, the executive, legislative, and judicial branch. Plus the military and intelligence, most of it all run by the Luciferians. Did you see the Secretary of Defense today and old pink jockstrap Milley? Those suckers are saying, we're going to stand by the Ukraine as long as we stand. Well, you're going to get us taken out? People think that the nukes are going to be over there. Well, I'm going to tell you what. We had two B-1Bs. We watched them. Me and one of my buddies, my old buddy from the Alleghenies and another one from Ohio, have been watching them for the past couple weeks. We saw them go up there to England, B-1B Lancers. I've seen one of them land in Wichita one time. Came in right over above me. I said, oh, man, I'm glad it ain't dropping anything out of its back. And I'll tell you what, there's been all kind of activity, and we follow the radiation alerts. We got B-1B of... B&E of B out there watching all of the rad alerts worldwide and updating me and Steve and different people for all the time on where the radiation is going. And when you look at it, you start to get a picture of it. You start to see these things where they're transporting nuclear weapons, the United States or in India or England or Germany or Austria, wherever it might be, or Russia or wherever. You can see these kind of things and see the transportation of the nukes. And we know, quite frankly, from the backside and from the fact of seeing different stuff happen in Pantex. Pantex is rehabbing stuff in Amarillo. And hello to my lady out there in Amarillo. Amarillo Jen, God bless you out there. But I will tell you what. The banks in Australia, did you see that? The banks in Australia are going to tell you that you can only take out $1,000 a day out of your account, supposedly your money, and that's supposed to start in August. Well, let me tell you what, it might start tomorrow because they've been hacking all the banks in Europe, and they've been hacking the United States government and the NATO headquarters and all that kind of stuff. But if they're announcing that, you remember I read to you before the letter that was given to Brother Quayle about the bank holiday coming in the United States. You remember that letter I read to you? And even it was much different, you see. And basically, this was August 18, 2009, bank holiday possible from August. Once again, they're saying August back then. And basically what they said, the draft of the two letters, and they were leaked executive orders. The last 2 weeks, I'm going to read out of this real quick. Last 2 weeks, two letters in draft format, allegedly from a large Midwestern bank with branches in several states, were made available to the Q files by an alleged executive level employee of the bank. It wasn't an executive-level employee of the bank who actually wrote the letters. The contents, which were to be offered for correction and suggestion, were to be returned no later than 8/21/09. Well, that now is going to be next week or the next week or the next week or whatever. and that they had been prepared at the behest. In other words, the Federal Reserve and requested them, and that an executive order, though the number was not stated in the letter, was specifically going to be cited in the finished product that would go to all bank account holders and all employees sometime after that date, though no exact date was listed. The content of these two letters was, this is in the United States, different from Australia. All account access would be limited by the bank, and then any withdrawals, checks, debit cards, or access of credit lines of any type and IRAs could total no more than $500 per one or a combination of all the accounts every 7 business days until these eliminations were lifted from federal authorities. So in 2009, they were going to limit you to only $500 a week in any combination of your credit cards, your debit cards, your checks. People have mortgages much more than that. They did back then too. Number two, all lockboxes were to be sealed and access to contents disallowed by regulations imposed by executive order, the IRS, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve Bank until further notice. Now, that was what was written up, and we saw the letters, and I read those to you back then, and I wrote it up, and Steve wrote the letters up and all of that. I'll tell you what, we're also in the midst. You know, we've talked about the loony balloons and all of those kind of things. Well, we've had 3 loony balloons up here. We had them up for a while, Idaho, and we had another one over California, another one around Des Moines for the past few days. And then we've had them. They've been going all over from the border. And all these balloons just seem to stay aloft real easy. They're not, but I'll tell you what, allegedly they're Raven Aerostar, allegedly owned by DARPA, and then also by the other corporation in Maryland. What is it, TCOM or whatever it is? T-Don or TCOM or whatever allegedly owns part of that now. But I guarantee you, these people are in league with the Luciferians. They're in league with the Red Chinese. And they're still giving them information, and they're still directing also weather operations out of Antarctica. We've been hearing about some specific elements down there that I've talked to you about. And Brother Quest talked to you about for years. You remember back in 2005, I had Greg Evenson on. We were talking about how the Luciferians were returning back to Antarctica. The fallen angels. They were turning on ancient machinery down there, all right, to impact the weather and to cause problems and to do all kinds of stuff. And huge amounts of energy come up into the from Antarctica and go up into the equatorial areas and then go in other areas in different parts of the thing. So we had a nice pusher that was flowing air all along from west to east on the southern tier of the United States. Then we had up here in California shooting it on down, then in Idaho shooting it on down, then in Iowa shooting it on down and bringing it on down, pushing it down so that it went from like the Rockies a little bit, and then from down in through Wichita and that kind of stuff, Oklahoma, Texas, and then whoosh, a big push going east. All of this weather, these tornadoes, these baseball-sized, golf-ball-sized hail, the tornadoes that are tearing up. You follow Alabama and all these different towns. All of this is being created, ladies and gentlemen, being created to destroy the United States. How much damage do you think to crops, which are already in bad shape in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas? The lowest wheat crop since 1957 in Kansas, and then almost in Texas, almost 40 to 50% of the crop was already destroyed a week ago. That more has been not destroyed yet since. You had better go out and you'd better buy food. You'd better buy at least 1 or 2 more cans of chunky soup. But if you can afford it, you'd better have water purification system with the Black Berkey filters and water storage. And I mean hundreds of gallons as best you can, plus to have filter capacity for next year so that you can continue to filter take buckets down to the pond or the lake or the stream or the river or whatever it is, not the ocean. That you got to have the special desalinization. And if you live on the coast in California or Oregon or Washington, you can get desalinization equipment that is not all that expensive. Desalinization equipment so that you can also desalinate salt water. I'm telling you, you need to look into it if you're not looking into it. This is the no joke. Here it comes down the pike. Lord Jesus told you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years ago in the red letter edition of the Matthew 24. And then he told you the remedy in Matthew 25. And then he's also talked to you about the blessings he's going to give you if you believe it on him and John. Okay. John 10, and he says, if you believe it on me, he that believeth on me, the things that I do, he will be able to do also, because I go to be with my Father, and the Father wants to be glorified in the Son. You see, I'm paraphrasing that a little bit. Normally I read it, but I'm trying to get going here and tell you with as much force and power as I possibly can. They're going to come for you. Somebody is. Whether it's going to be to come to take your guns on the orders of the Red Chinese to Joe, Red China Joe, who's taken billion, 1.5 billion, don't you know, through his son Hunter. Then they've got millions and millions after that. And then they got now 17 audio tapes of the Burisma or what, somebody in Ukraine. And the FBI stands in Congress, stands in the Senate of the United States, and under questioning from Ted Cruz and Hawley and Marsha Blackburn, all the different ones, they will refuse to answer the question of a United States senator. Well, let me tell you what, let's cut the FBI budget by 75% tomorrow. Cut it by 75%. Override that thing if you have to, because Biden ain't going to sign it, because they are the secret police. The FBI now is the corrupt, crooked crooks. They are the evil, Luciferian, scumbag secret police who refuse to even answer a question about evidence of 5 million or 10 million being taken in bribes by Red China Joe from the Burisma guy, don't you know? And they got him on tape, and the FBI is covering it up. So the FBI cut their budget, cut it 50%, 75%. And I'm going to tell you out there, don't ever cooperate with the SOBs. They want to kill you, then tell them they're going to let you kill you, because Lord Jesus will get them and all of these people. And I know you, well, there's a good guy over here. Well, you tell them to leave and better get out of the FBI. Go get another job. Drive a truck in the agricultural department and stay on your pension if you want to. Do something like that, because these people are scumbag.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. They sure didn't like what old Hawk had to say, so I'm going to go back here and read the Declaration of Independence again. They knocked us off the air. They knocked us off the Skype and off the air, and I think my computer has been knocked off as well, too. Well, anyway, I'm reading right here. Whatever any form of government becomes destructive in these ends, it is the right of the people to alter it or to oppose it. Nations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new gods for their future security. And you see, when you read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, you'd better be able to understand what the Bill of Rights are. And here it is, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. Not corrupt, communist, Luciferian, treachery, anarchy, piece of crap state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. ladies and gentlemen, you better be willing to stand up and to do that. You need to be supplied. You need to be supplied, and if they're going to turn off the power grid, General Jack Keane said that's going to happen. It will happen if we go to war with the Red Chinese, and they incidentally are going to go to war. They're talking about evacuation plans of 80,000 Americans out of Taiwan. Well, that's pretty big stuff. And they're talking about, well, Trump said this and Trump said that, or Nikki Haley said this, or Joe Biden said that, or Jean-Pierre said this. It's all crap. I don't think we're even going to have an election a year from now. So I'm going to tell you what, if you get a lot of food, and if you get a lot of ammunition, if you get water stored up, if you get nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, do you understand why I've harped on that since 2004, 2005, at least? At least. Do the best you can. Do the best you can with what you've got, and pray to the Lord Jesus to have him help you if necessary. To have him help you if necessary, to find somebody who can help you money-wise or find the money to get the things you're going to need to survive what is getting ready to come, to endure until the end like Jesus wants you to do. And I'm going to tell you what, I intend to stay as long as possible, and I'm going to give what given is good. And if they come to me, then I'll tell you what, be ready to counterattack. I'm not saying going out and look at this one, that one, the other one, and all that. They're going to come to you. You're going to have all kind of stuff. You're going to have FEMA. You probably have the Red Chinese, maybe the Russian Spetsnaz. You might have Muslims. The Chinese have got thousands. So I'm telling you, they've been using those balloons to give them places to go and to direct them to different places where they can get money and stuff, and to start to do the sabotage that's been ongoing. And they're trying to blame the sabotage in an overture type thing, a great terror type deal with the Russians and also with the Chinese. They're trying to blame it on you because the MAGAs are the one. And they're even hiring so-called white supremacist types and that kind of thing. Or the FBI organized a bunch of guys in the same Navy tops and khaki pants, and then the first time they did it was out there in what was in Idaho, what, Coeur d'Alene? You remember the one guy that had the Nazi deal there? He had an IBM, excuse me, he had an FBI sticker on the bullhorn he was using. You remember that? Well, they've organized them four or five different times, too. So I'm going to tell you what, once again, they're the secret police. They are the people that are corrupt, and they're the crooks. The FBI are the crooks now and are evil, and they refuse to answer questions. They refuse to provide after Congress, after the House of Representatives tries to see one document and have that document provided by subpoena. They refuse to do it, and until they say we're going to come after Ray Ray as being in, contempt of Congress, then they show it. Then they redact all the stuff, okay? So then they're lying again. Now they're obstructing justice. The FBI is the one obstructing justice. The FBI, in answer to Cruz's questions, to Holly's questions, all these different senators' questions, and it's Mr. Abadante, Mr. Abadante. And he said, well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to talk with you in those kind of manner. And old Ted Cruz said to him, so you're telling me that the FBI doesn't want to be transparent, does not want to be transparent with the American people with regards to the fact that there seems to be video or audio tapes and records from a qualified and somebody the FBI paid as an informant $200,000 they paid him in a year? That evidence or those tapes or whatever or allegations on that would seem to have a lot of weight, that the Biden family, that Red China Joe and Hunter and all the Jimbo and all the grandkids, don't you know that they took at least $10 million from the Burisma head? Ladies and gentlemen, this country is gone. This country is dead. This country is gone. The FBI, the Department of Justice, the military, the head of the military. And I'm going to tell you what, they also, and Obama, went clear down into the top non-com ranks and got rid of anybody who was mostly anybody who was good. Now, there's still some good ones there, but I'm going to tell you, they've got most of our military is now sitting in Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, or Poland, or Romania. Or, to be honest with you, they're already probably, a lot of them, in the Ukraine driving tanks or driving aircraft, you know? And the B-1B Lancers, the bombers that are so tough, that are the last of a B-1 Bob out of Southern California, out of Orange County. He's the one that made sure we had them back then. Otherwise, we'd just have the B-52s. We have some B-2s. They're sitting over. The B-2s are sitting in Guam, some in Missouri, some in maybe a few other places. But the problem is, I told you, the problem that a lot of them have is they don't have the parts for the engines. They don't have the things that keep them running or working or make them what I call a will-be-was. Will-be-was, like a time aspect to their stuff. And then, meanwhile, our programs of, you know, hypersonic stuff. I remember the hypersonic stuff in the 90s, and we were leading it. We were the only ones that were working on it. And all that all went by the board, went by the wayside. And now they're talking about, well, we've got the X-37B space drone. When we had that for years, they've flown that a lot. And they say, oh, well, it's just getting ready to come online and all that. Well, the fact is, we had the gravity clamp. We had the TR-3Bs. Put on a good search engine. Don't go to Google. Go to Bing. Do that, because I know it worked on Bing. Put in TR-3-B, spacecraft, and look it up, and you will get a whole series of pictures of them. You'll get all kind of articles from military.com and all kind of good articles telling you about how we have these spacecraft. You don't believe it. You don't understand it. But I've been telling you about it. Brother Quail has been telling you about it for a long time. Brother Quail knew the MMB. I was fortunate enough to come into contact with them as well. And they saved my butt, as they saved Steve Quail's butt a number of times, from people trying to kill us. And I'm going to tell you what, the only thing that keeps us alive is the Lord Jesus and how he acts and protects certain people who are trying to do his will, to do his bidding. And there's a few good friends of the shows that are out there that are in the same boat. But I will tell you what, you get ready to have your food, your water, your water purification, your firearms. If you can afford them, get a rifle, get a pump, 12-gauge shotgun, all right, and get 1,000 rounds of shotgun shells. You know, you get a double-aught buck, number 4 buck. If you can get the flechette rounds, those are real good rounds, those flechettes. You get you some of those, too, as well, all right? And I'm telling you, you'd better go ahead and get those. If you have a revolver or a pistol, or maybe two, you know, if you had one and a hideout, that would be good. You know what I'm saying? You had a hideout pistol and you had a full holstered pistol or revolver. And if you're going to get a revolver, get you a 357, because it can shoot a 357 or a 38 special. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that the fact is that you had better get prepared. You better be ready. You better be ready for what is to come. And when they come, you stand in the gap on behalf of the Lord and you resist the evil. You resist the evil, ladies and gentlemen. You do what you need to do to protect your family, to protect your home, to protect your business. Because they're going to come, and it could be street gangs, it could be motorcycle gangs, it could be FEMA, it could be rogue police units, it could be any kind of thing, or just like old Mark Kornke used to talk about, the female professor, lesbian professor with the organized the Butternut Brigade to come and to take your food because they could smell it down the street, or you maybe had a light peeking around the corner of your black drapes in your family room or something. And they saw that, and they said, oh, they've got a generator. Well, I'm going to tell you what, solar has even had been compromised by these fires. These fires have been set. These fires, we don't have to go and look. These fires have been set. They're sitting right there. They are 100 of them starting in Canada in a few days. They're going to start to see him. We've had him in New Jersey. You're going to see him other places. That's going to be a feature of what's going on. You understand me? It's going to be a feature of what's going on, and you're going to see that. And these balloons that have been up, now there's only one over Pocatello, Idaho, about 50,000 altitude. That means the other two have gone up higher than that, and they've turned their squawks off. But they were using them to help to engineer the weather, to help to do the engineer the weather, WeatherX type machinery. Well, I tell you what, I understand. My brother says maybe it might be better to go after them before they come for us. Well, I'm going to tell you what. That's all you take it to the Lord in prayer. And I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a situation now to where you're going to see the dollar collapse. Brother Quayle told you about Operation Sandman a year and a half ago. He talked to you about how there'd be like 143 different countries would refuse to take the dollar anymore. And now it's already up to about 180 different countries around the world are going to refuse to take the dollar. You understand that they're not going to use dollars to purchase oil from Saudi Arabia or to purchase dollar oil from us or anybody else, because that was the deal. They would have to use the dollar to purchase. It was the reserve currency to purchase oil or to do trade in that dollar. Now they have changed that. We talked to you about that a number of times before Trump got in. Trump buffaloed the red Chinese who were going to do their own yuan. Now they're doing the yuan. They're doing the yuan. Oh, man, oh, man. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, you need to get with it, and you need in earnest to start to prepare as fast as you can do it. Don't bet the next month's mortgage on it or your kid's food, but go ahead and do what you can and ask the Lord to help you to do more, to find ways to do more. If you're sitting out there and you're saying, well, I've got 2 or 3 more years to go in the stock market, hopefully it'll hold up. Well, I'm going to tell you what, maybe you should take a little bit out, because if the dollar is going to drop when 180 or more countries in the world refuse to take it here pretty quick, you think the dollar's going to drop with it? You think the stock market, even if the stock market's high, that if your dollar don't buy you anything, then maybe you should take the dollar while you still got some value and go and get you a year's supply of food or 2 or 3 and a half. Get you that firearm or 2 or 3 that you need and the 1,000 rounds or more of each one. I remember I told you this before. There was a good old boy in Rhode Island, all right? And he was a good old, he was a master sergeant. He was a sergeant, I think he was like a high dollar sergeant major, all right? And he said, Hawk, do you think 10,000 rounds would be enough? I said, knowing where you live, I don't know. You might want to get some more, okay? Now, if you're out there and you got heavy equipment, you got bulldozers, or you got excavators, or you got, Peterbilt trucks, you put a cow catcher and put some iron plate or steel plate on the front of them, and get you a little window to drive the truck, and you better soup them up and get them ready to go, because I want to tell you what. You got a cow catcher and iron plate to stop the bullets. You can go through and you got a checkpoint somewhere. You can hit that checkpoint at 100 mile an hour, by a golly, with a Peterbilt or a Kenworth or a Mack or whatever you got, and you bust on through it. And you take your family and your people and your stuff that you got in the back trailer, you take it on down the road where you need to go. If you can be in your bug-out place, be there, all right? If you can live there and do your work, do it in your bug-out. If you can't, then I'm going to tell you what, you might not get to your bug-out, so you better fortify the house you got and be ready to do business there. And that's something you got to take to the Lord in prayer. I can't tell you, but I can only tell you to prepare in earnest based on what Lord Jesus has told you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Revelations, and to do that because it's right here, right now in front of you. It's not coming in 20 years from now. It's not. We're going to talk about nicely about the New World Order so we can introduce people to the concept. No, this is Lucifer and scumbags. This is Lucifer and his fallen angels running the top people in the banks, the governments, the military, the intelligence agencies, the secret police people. They're running them. You're going to have to stand up against that because they're going to try to come and take your guns. They're already in California trying to tell you that your children, you know, are going to be taken if you do not give them. If your child says, oh, I think I'm transgender this month, okay? And if you do not give them the operations to reduce their breasts or their genitalia to a whole different thing, if you're not going to do that, then the government, you see, is going to take your child. You're going to let them take your kid so they can then do the operations and give them the drugs to make them into a hookah-dooka tranny winga banga. XYZ54739. I don't think so. So in order to do that, what do you need to do to resist that bullcrap? You had the Red China Joe saying, these kids are not your kids. They belong to us. Well, where do you think that's going to go? How bad do you think that's going to be, ladies and gentlemen? This is bullcrap. It has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It has nothing to do with the laws of our Father in Heaven and the Lord Jesus. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the devil. It has to do with Lucifer. It has to do with secret crazy crap that they're going to try to come and take your guns. Come and go. They want to go house to house and go, cool down and search. I've read to you many times the 2008 martial law thing, how they lay it all out in about 50 pages, what they're going to do, how they're going to use the secret black people and all the block, B-L-O-C-K, black people who are going to be the intelligence agents to tattletale on you, and how they have the you know, the clergy response team that I talked to you about that has the priests, the rabbis, and the pastors all working for the government, getting big money from them to turn you in. If you're the one, you're the crazy one that sits in the front row and actually sings to the Lord Jesus, you know, and prays loud, and they don't like all of that because you need to worship their liturgy god, Lucifer, you see? And so they're going to turn you into the government. The government's going to come and kill you, put you in the concentration camp. Why? Because the power, the Luciferian power and their minions, population planet Earth no more than 500 million Georgia Guidestones. They want to kill about 7 billion people. If we got, well, we don't have, maybe we only got 7 billion left, or we did have about 7.5, but maybe some of them are dead from the COVID that they used to kill you, or the vaccine that was used to kill, all right? It's all coming out in the laundry. It's all coming out on Epoch Times. You can read scientific study after scientific study. Epoch, E-P-O-C-H Times. You can read it there. You can read it other places. It's coming out on television. Now that came out in the last couple of days, the lab, those top three scientists in the Wuhan lab that Fauci funded, illegally, by the way, because he wasn't supposed to do it even in the Obama administration. Then he's a gain-of-function research. Well, they're doing it up again, and they're getting ready to give you the bird flu. Old Jack King's talking about that. Someone maybe and others are talking about, oh, how it's going to be the bird flu now. All right? Well, I'm going to tell you what. You'd better get your ivermectin. You'd better get you as much of the fish antibiotics for your fish tank. Ha ha! For your fish tanks, these antibiotics, and you can still get them. Fishmox, Fishflex, whatever. Fishmoxfishflex.com. Type Fishmox, Fishflex into a search engine. It'll pop up. You call them up. You get them going. You get what you can get. Can you imagine if they turn out the lights and as the congressional committees who study this and the testimony given in Congress about a turning out of the lights, about a 1 second after, about that, that after 12 months of the power grid being down, which it will be, because the soonest they said in the congressional committee in the hearing was said that the soonest it could be back up would be 18 months. Well, after 12 months, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead. Well, let's not be you. So get prepared and get ready to go and be ready to answer the call when Lord Jesus says, I need you to stand in this gap. I need you to stand over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840 or stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. All of Steve Quayle's books, the individual books, not the groups where he's packaging three or four together, but all individual books that Steve Quayle still has, 50% off. All of the individual book titles of Steve Quayle, 50% off. Also, all of the conference, all those conferences that he had in Branson and different places, all the conference videos are 50% off. Not the new videos of the lives of men and gods, not that, gods and men, not that, or the mega drought, but I'm talking about the conference videos. They're all 50% off, and all of Steve Quayle's individual books, 50% off. You're going to need these to explain what all of this happened. If you can imagine, you had the Giants book and a few other of Steve's books. You know, you had Xenogenesis or Under the Ice or, you know, different ones that you might find that you would be needing, you see, to explain to your children, terminated, the end of man is near, all right? Or, you know, premise of the promise, Jesus. Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, these books that Steve has, he's not going to reprint most any of them, so whatever he's got is what he's got. But 50% off, avail yourself of that. And also, I talked to Steve about gold and silver. He still has large quantities of gold and silver that he can get to you. He's got them in a lockbox situation, a very secure place. I ain't going to say where, but let's just say it's locked up. It's not necessarily in Montana, but it's somewhere it can be shipped all around the country quickly. All right? If you need gold or you need silver, you contact Steve Quayle or get Daryl or get his son Tyler. Daryl's his manager. And you call him at 406-586-4840. You tell him old Hawk sent you. Hawk sent you and said, while you're at it, you're buying gold and silver, buy some of Steve's books. Get his videos. If you wanted to always get the conference videos, like from Branson to the different conferences Steve did, on the Giants or on the UFOs and the space people and all that kind of stuff, you never bought them before, buy them now so you can listen to them and see the speakers. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Let me tell you something. Everything is most needed and wanted. They can be Federal Reserve notes. Can be a silver dime, a silver quarter, silver half, a silver dollar. It could be a 10th ounce of gold, whatever it might be, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And ladies and gentlemen, the Nunamakers still have the Bible Project. And while we still can get Bibles to the mountain tribes who are on fire for the Lord Jesus in Indochina, Indochine, as they used to call it, anything more than welcome can be sent to the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, Nunemaker. Indochina Bible Project. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Don't go into there loose a pair and not that fight. Go out there tonight. Prepare. Prepare tomorrow. Prepare Saturday. Prepare and keep preparing as long as you can, because this thing has put a fork in it. It's about done. Mighty men and women of valor, use your hot technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the Bill of Rights Americans. Bending arranges, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, you're the best, baby, on the 338 or hand-to-hand. And to my old buddies down there in the Warren Soul, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Road and track and little L. God bless you all. You're doing the greatest stuff. And to tell you, Daddy, I think the mother-in-law's quarters might be good. I'll talk to you more about that later. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into the loose berry knife without a fight. Good night.